Yeah, Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 723. Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, joined with power. He is able, he is willing, doubt no more. 723.
Let us read together from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, part of chapter 13, from the 13th chapter, the Gospel according to St. Matthew. In The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see and see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, that is without heavenly wisdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh a wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. He that receives the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet he hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. And we leave reading God's own word there. Amen. O Lord, we seek thy mercy. We pray that thou hear the prayer lifted up. May sweet mercy be known, or that it may be toward us, Lord, and thou wilt remember us in thy mercy. And do help us this evening, and gather us round thy word. Lord, it is a mercy if we are here with a desire for thee, for thy word, to understand it by thy sweet grace, and to seek unto the Lord himself. We read, If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to every man liberally, and upbraideth not. Oh, in the truth of the gospel. And Lord, do come and may thy banner be over us. The banner of thy love. May we feel it, may we be able to find it too. And his banner over me was love. We do seek also, Lord, that thou come and drive out the unbelief and the buyers and the sellers. All the things, Lord, that belong to us, may they be all subdued. May there be a sweet sufficiency. In Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend, Lord Nonenfeld. We do seek that thou help our unbelief. We pray that thou subdue it and grant the increase of living faith. It's the object of it. Oh, it's the very person of the Lord Jesus that alone can do poor sinners good. We would haste unto him. Lord, we pray that thou grant us the blessed spirit of truth deep in our hearts. Lord, we need thee to graciously come and guide our hearts and be with us, Lord, each one. We seek thy gracious help, Lord, to hear and to speak. Any, Lord, that may feel so much in want and need, may the Lord be such a sweet sufficiency. Any, Lord, that are cast down, may they be lifted up. Any that are captive, may soon be freed. Any, Lord, that have fears so high, may they be like those mountains made low. Thou art thou a great mountain before the rubble, shalt become a plain. and the fearful, Lord, and do grant that a fear not may be precious. Lord, we pray that thou take of the sweet word of thy grace and lay it so much in the hearts of the fearful, or fear to presume. We need thee, Lord, to grant that gracious help they may know the topstone and be found singing unto that topstone, grace, grace unto thee. We do pray for this house of prayer. Lord, we do seek to thank thee for thy goodness. Pray that thou would grant us our heart's desire. It is the same, that the Lord may be magnified. May be, Lord, much building up. May be much strengthening here on the truths of the gospel. Sinners, Lord, may be brought back, and those that often come might be sweetly established in the truth. So we would see Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the deacons and seek to bring them before thee, Lord, and pray that thou would graciously help them and bless the church and the congregation. Oh, we pray, Lord, for that sweet help to think upon thy word, to rejoice with those that rejoice, weep with those that weep. Lord, we think of those that have lost loved ones. Lord, we do bear them up before thee. Lord, we do seek that thy gracious help may be granted in all things, and those trials that are passed through, may they be sanctified. May there be much falling into the hand of God. May there be much comfort too, as thou dost comfort hearts with thy love and mercy. We pray for the young. Oh, we seek, Lord, there may be those that may be raised up to be pillars and mothers in Israel. We seek there may be that blessing of God upon the same truths with sweet power and authority, especially in young hearts. Or there may be those, Lord, that may say we have found him. And thou be with the dear little ones too. And grant, O Lord, that thou keep them well. And watch over them and bless them. And we lovingly bring them before thee and pray that thou bless the Sabbath school and the children, young and old. And Lord, we desire to come and see in our thankfulness, oh, that tribute, Lord, which only thou canst bring, oh, that we may able, Lord, to bless thee from our heart, that increase. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. We want something, Lord, for our nothingness. We want something for our sin and guilt and barrenness. And we need thee, Lord, to come and grant something to go home with. We need thee, Lord, to come where sinners are. Lord, bless the sweet lines in the hymn. We desire, Lord, to fall at thy feet, pleading that precious blood that once for sin atoned, and may we know it sweetly in that gospel sin. Oh, the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. Oh, that application of it to unworthiness and guilt and sin. Or that shedding abroad of a Saviour's love and blood in poor sinners' hearts. And grant, Lord, something for those that are afflicted by sin and often seem to need thee to come again and again. We pray, Lord, for any that may be unable to be here, that we lovingly bear up before thee, seeking that thou would be with each one whose hearts, no doubt, are up unto thee. And do help us, Lord, to come and seek for that help of God, that Christ may be lifted up. Oh, that may be a time of lifting up of him. that unto him shall the gathering of the people be. May there be, Lord, that gracious forgiveness, Lord, sweetly known. The hymn writer says, all this was done for you. And Lord, we ask that thou would remember us as we think of our land and the churches that remain, those places where thy name is revered, and there is that desire to follow on to know the Lord. We do pray for our land, that thou would remember us still. And Lord, what solemn days we live in. Surely, Lord, we are reminded of the latter times. Oh, the dreadful things that come to our notice. Oh, Lord, remember us personally, but do hear us. And for those in other lands, we bear up before thee. We do seek, Lord, that thou wilt arise and grant thy gracious help in the binding of the strong. Oh, the solemn things that are said and done. Lord, art not, is not thine eye upon it all? Art thou not the judge of all the earth, Lord Jesus? We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come now and help us to seek for that right understanding of thy word, and may there be enlargement. May there be, Lord, that help of God for us, so unworthy, so sinfully undone. O Lord, but thou canst grant that lifting up with Job, and that help of God to those dear characters, oh, that waited upon thee. And may we know, Lord, some application of thy special, that thy word and truth specially to our hearts. May there be, Lord, much sweetness in Jesus' name. And do come, Lord, and help us to fall at thy feet in the spirit of the hymn. Lord, may we know that truth, for none can perish there, at the feet of Jesus. Oh, that thou wilt pardon our sin and guilt in turning away often, left for a moment. But do come. Lord, do grant thy sweet gospel to troubled hearts. Any, Lord, that may be needing thee to grant that gracious help, the top stone, or the token for good, or may they find it all in Christ. We would ask, Lord, that thou wilt come now and cleanse away our sin and unbelief in our prayers. Oh, the solemn state we're in by nature, and yet we would seek for that increase of grace, but he giveth more grace. Lord, we fall at thy feet and seek that we might be right there, Lord, not with anything less than the sweet grace of the Lord Jesus and the help of God toward us. We do ask that thou wilt not leave us, Lord, but come. We ask in that worthy name, so sweetly lifted up now in heaven. Oh, may we know the sweetness of that precious atonement for sin. Do grant us thy mercy. Forgive all amiss. Receive us graciously more than we can ask. Come, Lord, and may we be the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message. We ask that thou wilt receive us graciously, any that may feel left out. We ask for Christ's sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 1079. Eternal source of joys divine, to thee my soul aspires. Oh, could I say, the Lord is mine, 'tis all my soul desires. 1079.
Thank you.
that the Lord may graciously help me and direct you to the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Read from chapter 2. We read the first three verses. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. Read the first three verses. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown, Israel was holiness unto thee, Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. My mind seems to be directed at the beginning of the prophecy here. I desire the Lord may grant us that help of God to know a little of what is spoken by the Lord through his prophet and the word of his grace. Those things that are spoken of concerning the preaching of God's word with no uncertain sound. There is a commission here for Jeremiah that he must go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord. Now these things seem to rest upon my mind as regards the preaching of God's word and the way in which there may be gracious help to those that wait upon the Lord for that help so needful. Not only in preaching and hearing. It does seem as if there is a part here that rests upon my mind. Grant some sweet knowledge of it. As God may bless his word, friends, we need his blessing. The Lord to come and take of his word with authority and power, to waken the dead, oh, and to grant that life divine and that help of God to hear with new ears. We've read a few things, haven't we? The gospel. May the Lord grant us that hearing ear, hear what the Lord may say. It's the careless, isn't it? Oh God, grant his mercy. And then there are those that left themselves, they would fall away. And there are some that greatly fear like that. And there are some that say, well, oh, I do feel to need the Lord so much, and wonder where the scene will end. Perhaps in much desire for the Lord to come and grant his sweet presence this evening. Now we've read, haven't we, in the prophecy, it's words concerning the seed sown. My mind has gone to the words in our text as it is in the spirit of the gospel. Those things that God reveals in the word of his grace have authority in them. May grant that sweet help of God to those that wait upon him. Think for a moment of the 13th chapter in Matthew, wondering if there is something special in those words concerning the parables, concerning what the Lord may make known. Oh, it is a wonderful thing, friends, if we know and understand the parables with a new heart, with that desire to know, with that grace of God, the truth of the matter concerning our souls and concerning the Lord's sweet purposes. We must hasten. It speaks much of the sower that went forth to sow, and some seeds fell by the wayside. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And the sun was up, and they were scorched. Some fell among thorns. Thorns sprung up and choked them. It does seem that we must speak, perhaps especially for a moment, of this seed that fell on good ground. Oh, what a mercy, friends, if the Lord grants a little of that good ground in our hearts, that is sown and ploughed up and is brought to a place where at length there are those tokens the Lord has granted his blessing in his word. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now, my thoughts have gone to the word in our text, and in my little way, I desire the Lord to guide me. And this has fell upon my mind and heart, friends, the chapter here. May there be something in it this evening. There's a cry to the ear, in the ears of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee. Well, that's a good word, isn't it? Lord, to remember poor sinners. Oh, it's the extent of it, isn't it? It's his love. Really, in the truth of the gospel, it's his covenant love. It's that love by which God loves. He is the author of it. And truly, we love him because he first loved us. My thoughts go to the words here, in the way in which God may grant us some sweet help to understand. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee. We must pause a little there. Friends, can we not come in there somewhere? Remember us in our lowest state. Can we not say, Lord, to come and grant that gracious help to us that we may know as God may guide our hearts and bring us very much upon the merits of the Lord Jesus. I remember thee and the kindness of thy youth. I wonder what these words may mean this evening. Well, it's the effect of God's grace, isn't it, in hearts that are dead. Quickened. It's God's sweet grace. There's no other word for it. Ever we should begin to be upon the good ground, ever we should be found among those that God will bless. Is it something I must lay down here? We have the way in which the Lord reveals himself. I remember thee. That's at the very foot of it all, isn't it? Where would we be? The Lord had passed us over, left us. Nature's darkness. Some of us went a long, long way, but we had some religion. And yet we need that grace to fall very much upon the ground of his mercy. I believe that. It's the Lord, isn't it? And what he will do according to his electing love and mercy. And some may say, well, it is hard to understand. Where is the opportunity in man? Friends, it's Christ we preach. The Father's first elect. The blessed covenant purposes of God resting upon him. Eternity past. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Oh, it is what the Lord will do to get honour and glory to his name and the sweet bringing up of a sinner or more, oh, unto the place where grace abounds. Direct us to the bleeding wound, said one. You are incarnate God. Friends, we want real things. When the Lord touches heart, there's dearth in the soul. There's a solemn sense of unworthiness. There's a real sense of being cast out but for His grace. Much in the things we have read. Well, friends, it is what the Lord will do. And then there's that truth of it being known as God grants, the truth of it in pours in His hearts and delivers them. Rest in short. Delivers them from thinking they're really not quite so bad. Friends, the Lord works another way, doesn't He? How wretched. Those are the things that belong to His kindness. I remember thee. Well, if we can look back a little and feel there's something in those words that may reach our poor hearts. I remember thee. I believe we must take a stand on that, friends. It's what the Lord may remember according to His loving kindness. Oh, how great. Friends, are we quite delivered from our wretched hearts and feel them too? Are we so much in want but nowhere to look but needs the Lord to look down upon us? Are we those that do need the Lord to come and grant something of His love and mercy? Well, it is in the person, I believe it's in Christ. Father, have given these wretched characters unto His Son to redeem. He appointed them a Saviour and a great one. Yea, He decreed the very place where He would show triumphant grace. Have you got a little spot or place where you can say, well, oh, how needful is the Lord. And if He had not remembered me, I would never chose Him. I remember thee. May there be a sweetness in it. I believe that the Lord answers whom He fills. And there is that, perhaps that coming to it over many years even. So these words may be known regarding God's dealings. I remember thee. We may be able to look back and perhaps trace His good hand in our sin-forfeited lives and has He not watched over us and brought us hitherto. But oh, the rebellion, the hearts so defiled by sin, they would go another way. But I remember thee. And the Lord grants it in a sweet, sweet way. And it speaks in the spirit of the gospel. I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth. What does it mean? His heart's touched, isn't it? Of course, there's much in the prophecy here regarding a rebuke from those that departed from the Lord. Much in these words in the prophecy here of those that need to be restored and brought back. And the word is solemnly made known that the Lord has a controversy, but I remember thee still. The kindness of thy youth. Now, I believe it's spoken of in this way, when there's that drawing out of the ways of the world, that sweet drawing, day of espousal. And who can speak of it? It's something, isn't it, that God works deeply. It runs co-evil with His love. Is He a soul to renew? Is there brought upon the ground of mercy. They're brought to plead that name above every name, but how it may seem that they are beyond all mercy. No, friends, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth. It's really spoken in that inimitable way that the Lord remembers his people according to his love, according to his drawing. Yea, I've loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee, because he's drawn us by that love to the mercy seat. Was he brought us by desire to him that we would not sin, we would not be left to ourselves, would not be left for a moment, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee. There's something very sacred about these words, the kindness of thy youth. Well, it's rather, friends, that heart changed, isn't it, and that soul renewed, and then there's a going out unto him without account, bearing his reproach, as we speak from the scripture. Oh, what wretched hearts are brought to bow before him and seek to know him whom to know his life eternal. Now these things are very especially in my mind regarding the working of the blessed Spirit of truth. The Lord grants the Spirit of truth. There is that convincing of sin. There is that knowledge of unworthiness and also of our nothingness. They're the characters. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling, or I would cling. Oh, it's that hastening unto him, isn't it, in all our sin and guilt, in the working of his grace and that power of his love, and also that faith that he gives, like a grain of mustard seed. Friends, God looks on that. He's the author of it. Oh, for that increase of faith. These are the characters. They're in the text, in the gospel sense. Such as are not left, but oh, how low they seem to come sometimes. They're convinced of sin, and yet they fear greatly that they don't know it enough. Oh, they ask the Lord to convince them well of their sin, lest they should come short, lest they should be found out. It's a good prayer, isn't it? Convince me of my sin, then lead to Jesus' blood, to my wondering view reveal the secret love of God. It's a good prayer. Prayer of the destitute. So, I do hope I know something of it. And yet, wayward hearts and would want to go with Christ in the world as well. Left for a moment. No, friends. There is that conquering of the heart and that love to the Lord as much as the banner of his love is over us. Now, there's something short, friends, when men think that either they're not so bad or that they can do something. Cannot be. I remember thee. The kindness of thy youth. It's a sweet word, isn't it? But those that are younger, the Lord grant this sweet principle of life and truth. I think it's very wonderful when the Lord touches young hearts. The Lord grant it. Friends, those are the times of espousals. I think of it with regard to the way in which the Lord is pleased to work. It is upon the heart renewed, the new heart, and there's that going out after him, sometimes especially, in days of youth. I hope I know something of it. And yet, we need keeping every hour. I wonder, friends, how many fail to know something of these words. I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal. Sacred part of God's word. The love of Christ. Shed abroad in the heart. Or perhaps we must say that little touch. You know, I believe the Lord can touch hearts and draw near like the chariots of Abinadab. Have there not been, those characters that have been about their daily work or something, and the Lord has just come? What's the effect? It's love to the Lord. The sense of unworthiness. It's true repentance. As God grants his grace, can't get low enough. His words seem to bring us to that point where the Lord is everything. And we would have him so. To be all in all. And then what about the world and the things of it that once we followed, once we loved, is a greater love. And that is love to the Lord and that love of Christ. Sweetly made known in the kindness of thy youth. The love of thine espousal. When thou wentest after me in the wilderness. I want to notice, friends, set apart amidst God's judgments here, and according to his rebukes, his love is the same. No change in it. According to his chastening, according to his rod sometimes, and yet his love is the same. And those that can say they know just a little of the faithfulness of the Lord, that he loves the faithless sinner still. And what about those prodigal? The world has shined and beckoned and they've gone, but the Lord brings them back. I hope I know something of it. Jesus draws a chosen race by his sweet resistance grace. Back they have to come. Perhaps with many things that may be with his chastening and his correction. Those are the characters that are corrected. Those are the ones that know what sinners they are. That know that without him they can do nothing, but they can't just rest fatalistically in that. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, said Job. Oh, that the Lord might come again. His former mercies, sweet hymn about it, isn't it? His former mercies to recount. It's that, you know, friends, when the Lord brought me into the love of it, espousals. I couldn't believe that the clock had gone round. And the minister said that he would leave it. I couldn't believe it. The times when our heart is drawn upward and breathe a different air, as the hymn writer said. And something you can't explain, but you desire to hear it again. The same words, or the same truth as we have it in the Acts, isn't it? They wanted the same things preached. That's the mark of those that God has loved for the everlasting love. They want nothing new, but they need fresh applications. They want to be able to put their seal to the things that are spoken, and when the Lord comes, they can say, they can put their little tick to it, can't they? And say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Now these things God works with man according to the scriptures. He says he often does. Well, it's in the hearts of the redeemed, isn't it? He brings them by a way that they knew not, in paths they have not known. He brings them to the mercy seat of how they need it. He brings them to plead that worthy name. That's one thing they do need, the name of Jesus lifted up. Lift him up, they cry. Oh, that we might see something in him. The letter, friends, it doesn't reach a burdened, troubled sinner's heart. It doesn't reach that heart. Mercy does. It's like a river that flows, friends. It reaches the guilty, the wretched and undone. It wouldn't be mercy at all. And then when the Lord grants that knowledge and that sweetness, there's a deepening of it. There is that love to doctrine and truth that seems to fill the heart. Lord, increase my faith. And grant us sweet enlargement now. When God touches hearts, the Trinity is exceedingly precious. When the Lord grants his love, oh, there is that sweet knowledge of the love of the Father in ever giving such poor sinners to Jesus Christ, and then watching over those souls until he cried, it is finished. I think of the way in which the Lord guides his people to the fountain of living waters, to the Lord himself, how little we know of him. I don't think it's right for man to try and explain the deep things of God, rather to seek that increase of that knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So that there is that place for souls to expand and sing the praises of our God. I know one character sweetly felt able to sing his praises. Wonderful way. It wasn't long before there was a following on to know the Lord. Oh, it is when he is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, and the crown is put on his head, isn't it? I want to come a little further into the text. This love, oh, it is the love spoken of here, thine espousals, when it speaks of that knowledge of the Lord loving poor sinners in such a way that they cannot ever be lost. Oh, that increase of that full assurance. Oh, it's when the Lord draws near, isn't it? And the Lord comes and grants some sweet tokens. Show me a token, Lord, for good. Some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. Well, there's something else, isn't there? When thou wentest after me in the wilderness. I do believe this word has got much of Jesus Christ in it. The love of thine espousals when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. Now, is it a wilderness? Is it to us a place where nothing to support, that desire or the longing soul, it's give me Christ or else I die? And there's something we have to learn, friends. Our hearts want to go opposite. man has to learn that he's got a wretched heart and also prone to leave the God we love. Prone to leave the God we love. Something to learn, isn't it? It is when the Lord leaves us to know our heart. What a solemn truth that is. I'm not one to go speaking too much about that, friends. It's something very, very great. But it's the bringing again. That's what's in our text. It's the recovering. It's the Lord sending his word, and friends, it meets the sinner in the truth of God's word, and there's that falling down before him. Oh, but there's love, isn't there? There's love to that truth that may cut us down. Friends, I do believe the Lord met me like that. I was ill off work many years ago. My wife had bought me J.C. Philpott's sermons, you know, those little white ones, those little volumes. And friends, as I looked into those, it was as if the Lord spoke to me and brought me to love the truths that I did love, but to love them more. It drew my heart and thoughts above all things else. And I wanted the Lord to come and guide me in all things. I remember it in this way, that since the Lord sanctified it, brought me, I remember it still, to plead in the name of Jesus. With that help of God, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And then there were things in the lot. But the Lord performed what was right by his will. There's much learning of it. I must not speak so much of myself. But this word seems to attend my mind. When thou wentest after me. Well, this going out after him. Opposite to nature. But we want to have part of the law. And part of the Lord. And liberty. Friends, there's something must give. The Lord brings his people off from trusting. That they're not quite so bad, or the Lord deals with pride. The things I want to notice. Oh, it's the Lord, isn't it? When they went after me. By way of sweet correction with love in it. Oh, as he brought us more and more upon the sweet truths of the gospel. So that, so here is all my salvation. All my desire, as we have it in the second of Samuel, isn't it? At that time when the Lord takes his people up and brings them to know a little of his will and knowledge of him, there is that resting in his love. That resting in that sweet truth of what the Lord is to poor sinners. And yet we need continual holding up, and continually we need the Lord to grant us his correction, if I speak rightly. Yet there's love in it. Now, when they went after me, it is by the Spirit, and there is that particular following on to know the Lord. When they went after me, in desire, and by way of correction, but also he becomes altogether lovely. so needful. So much in the desire of those that the Lord is pleased to bring unto himself, that went us after me. What does it mean? Leaving many things. It means we have to, it's rather like a vessel, you know, one of those big sailing boats. We noticed some years ago, all ready to sail off. It was a replica. And the rope was cast off, and just very little, this great sailing ship as it was, began to leave the shore. Until there was a distance between the shore and the vessel was heading for the great deeps. Now it's like that. The Lord's dealings with his people. Here a little and there a little. Those things that God works to bring us more and more upon him. And then there are those deep places we haven't revealed to us in the psalm. How we think of those that cry unto him of the depths. Is that to cry unto him and wonder if ever the Lord will bring them through. We do love that psalm. I hope there are many that love that psalm too. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry. Cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Not lip service. Oh, it's, Lord, save me. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, that the waves thereof are still. And I like these words, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Well, that's Christ. I'm sure it is. But what things there are. But he bringeth them right through to their desired haven. Of course, we would be mindful of the way the Lord brings his people right through and sweetly brings them to himself forever. Or that there might be much more evidence, many more tokens about it. But these characters, friends, it's as if they've been let go. They went to their own company. As if they have to leave this shore. I would not want to preach as if I've attained anything. It's only what the Lord may reveal to us. And we have to leave this place below in spirit and need a better country that isn't heavenly. Need the Lord to come and guide us right and spread the sail and catch the breezes sent to waft us o'er the deep. I want to be careful, friends. We would speak as God leads his people on, the weary, weak and faint. They ne'er shall lose their God, nor God ne'er lose a saint. In a land that was not sown, I must quickly come to that. The first application, the times of conviction, times of felt need of fruit, the Lord to grant it on our branch, the Lord to grant that we may not be left fruitless. Perhaps it's a great trial and trouble. No, we do need fruit, but friends, it's being joined to the vine. No fruit otherwise. In another way. I am the vine, the other branches. In the chapter, we're reminded so much of the way in which the Lord makes these things to be uppermost. If I can speak in my little way, uppermost. Lord, it's my soul. Lord, it's thy day. Leave not my soul destitute. It's my need. Lord, do appear. Perhaps in providence and in grace. Things all bound up together. Seem to think about it in the word here. When thou wentest after me in the wilderness, perhaps the Lord may bring some like that. Oh, what a wilderness. You need a guide. The Lord to direct you. The Lord to show you what to do. To direct your path. What a wilderness. It's a sweet hymn somewhere in my thoughts about it. What a wilderness it becomes. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Well, the wilderness journey belongs to those perhaps that are well established. They come more and more into the wilderness. They feel so barren. They feel so undone by sin. It is a dreadful thing. Sin brings barrenness and turns our heart aside. We're full of it. Friends, is there anything here to support that little desire that you have? No. Say, Lord, do give me Christ. Do grant me an increase in the knowledge of him. All that application of his blood. Oh, that will do you good. Speak carefully. You read in the Hebrews, not without blood. Now, the child of God is not without blood. Blessed be God. They brought to the great high priest in all his suitability. To that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. When thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Now I want to come to my last thoughts about it. A land that was not sown. There's things we may notice concerning the Lord's dealings or the barrenness, the things that belong to the trials of the way, the land that was not sown. It's another application, a very solemn application. Think of it as God may help me a little. It's the enemy, isn't it? It sows those seeds. Let's just touch upon it quickly. Oh, how solemn it is to be left. Seem to rest upon my mind a little. Friends, it's to be upheld and kept and to be brought to cleave unto the Lord and to seek more of his mercy. And especially we may think of the way in which the devil seeks to take away that little hope in the Lord. He seems to want to remove a sinner from his hope, and those things that are very much the trial of your faith. Perhaps we must leave a few things, but it does seem to abide on my mind a little. The Lord grant a sweet knowledge of his grace, a little sweetness of that love of God which passeth knowledge. Oh, but to go after him in the wilderness. That's the love that God grants toward him, isn't it? That's that truth as it is in Jesus. Went after him in the wilderness. Perhaps it may be a word for those that are watching unto prayer, waiting on the Lord, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Now the other application is this. How we would seek the Lord to grant that increase in his love and mercy. And then I cannot leave it without thinking of the Lord sowing the good seed in poor sinner's heart, granting some sweetness in that precious name. It wasn't sown once, but now is sown, isn't it? As the Lord may grant his gracious help and divine blessing. There's a scripture that speaks of sowing to the flesh and the sowing to the Lord. So it seems to abide with me, thinking of these words, in a land that was not so, perhaps a fresh part of God's providence, in a land that was not so, perhaps in some way they say, leading on, a land that was not sown, and yet now there is that ploughing up and that sowing of the good seed, the way in which the Lord is pleased to reveal himself, as we have it in the word of his grace. A land that was not sown, Israel, was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. Well, do we know anything of Israel being holiness unto the Lord? Do we know anything of that truth as we think of it, especially in God's dealings, and that holiness, how needful it is? And we would seek for that holiness imputed, Lord, to grant it and to know it by the Lord's gracious help and blessing as we come near before the throne. He is holy. The Lord grant some sweetness in the word. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, the first fruits of his increase. Just as much could be said concerning the latter part of our text. The Lord grant that help to continue, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now it seems I must perhaps leave a few things. The word seems to abide on my mind, and the direction is toward his name. Lord, grant some token that we labour not in vain this evening. Forgive all amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Charles Walboys is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Sayers next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 117. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. 117.
Oh Lord, we think of the church coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon their beloved. What an all-sufficient arm. What great grace. Lord, be with us as we seek the convoy of thy love, thy mercy to abound, the Lord to be with us. And do grant us that forgiveness which is with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And we ask that thou pardon and forgive all amiss, blot out that which is wrong, and do grant thy blessing and thy truth. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.